church, a desire to be like the world and to function in the way that the world functions, makes you forfeit the very feature that makes you great. Being like the world means that you lose your distinctiveness. The Israelites cried out that they wanted to be like all the nations. That's stated in 1 Samuel chapter 8 in verse 5, and then at the end of the passage in verse 20. And the great reality that is lost on the people of Israel is that God never intended His people to be like the other nations. In fact, their distinctiveness was to be a hallmark feature of who they were. We could turn to countless passages that make this clear, but I want you to understand this. One of the reasons God has not called or led His people to be like other nations was in order to set His people off from them, to stand out, so that the other nations would see the grace and blessing of God upon His people. Their distinctiveness was in no way meant to keep them from the good things that life had to offer, but the very opposite, to help them enjoy all that life has to offer. And neither was their distinctiveness meant to be God's way of turning His back on the other nations, but as the means of Him reaching out to them. There was a fundamental reason that is cited time and again throughout the Old Testament about why Israel was not to be like the other nations, and it had to do with their mission. And the same goes for us in our churches. We have a mission. We have a purpose for our existence. We exist to bring the joy of knowing Christ to the nations, starting right from where you are. And a big part of how we fulfill that mission is in being trustingly obedient to our King. How are we to show that there is abundant life in Christ and fullness of joy if we continually say to Him in front of the world, I know a better way, I have a better idea, I have a different purpose than yours, Jesus? Each time that we say that, and each time that we live that out, the spotlight turns from being on Christ to being on ourselves. So it is a battle to remain distinct as God's people and not become a cheap duplicate. It's a battle to be trustingly obedient. And we must fight this battle, because if we do not, then by losing our distinctiveness, we lose our mission. As you pray today, please remember Doug Lee and his family who are on mission in the Philippines. And also remember the Quechua LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Bolivia and Peru.